Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Third Love, 70 plus sizes, more than most brands, including signature half cup sizes. I always think the bra half cup is half full, but I'm an optimist. Find your fit with Third Love's online fit finder. Order and try on at home. No awkward fitting room experiences. Find the perfect fit in 60 seconds. Just answer a few quick questions online. Now, I am not a bra wearer, but I am a bra owner. That's right. I own half of my wife's bras. I collect and trade with my friends. Lynette uses Third Love, and she loves it. 100% fit guarantee. 60 days to wear it. Wash it, test it. If you don't love it, return it. Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. That's win-win. Third Love knows there's the perfect bra out there for everyone. So they're offering my listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Adam. Get the perfect bra and get 15% off your purchase. Thirdlove.com/Adam, 15% off.
Adam Carolla is unprepared this weekend at the Brea Improv with special guest Adam Ray.
This is a fun one. Delusional.
Delusional. I do feel like that's something that's going around more and more these days. Maybe it started with pets. In the past, animals were pretty much either beasts of burden or we ate them. Either you got to pull my fat ass up this canyon side or I'm going to eat you. Or both. When you run out of gas dragging my fat ass up the side of this hill, then I'll eat you.
Four shows this weekend, two on Friday, two on Saturday. Live comedy sets from Adam and Adam. And then find out just how unprepared Adam Carolla is. Brea Improv, Friday night and Saturday night. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
This half of the show brought to you by thirdlove.com/Adam and lifelock.com. Enter Adam. Yeah, Gina and Brian want to know where I brought in pub cheese.
I went to
Trader Joe's on Sunday. I got a bunch of junk for Mother's Day, and I was just looking for Vinny-approved kind of stuff. And one of the things I bought was something called pub cheese, and it's cheddar with horseradish, and it's whipped. And I got to tell
it?
You...
Can I see it?
Yeah,
I've never heard of pub cheese in my life.
I'll tell you what, Max Pat, just get a little spoon or toothpick or something. Everyone demolished it. I tried to hide it from my family because I tasted it before they showed up. I was like, this is good. Should have put it in like the toilet tank, put a brick on it or something. Right. Feel like someone would have found it anyway. But the reason I brought it in is if everyone is trying to stay with the kind of Vinny diet, and they're just... You just eat enough cheese and meat and cheese and cheese and meat, and you want something that feels like a little processed.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like something that feels like something a little bad.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is that, and it's just cheddar and like milk culture and like horseradish, and it's good. Like, what's in it, Brian? I'll show you.
Cultured, pasteurized milk and cream, cheddar cheese, prepared horseradish. Skim milk, salt. Now we're down to sugar gums and stuff for stabilizers.
Yeah. It's essentially really should be Vinny approved. It's pretty good.
If you want
some cheese on cheese crime,
makes it sing.
You get like the cheese crisp,
the Parmesan crisp,
and you put a little this on it, and it's good. The horseradish is good. So.
Dip like some roast turkey, like the salami.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
good ideas, because when I see that, I just think of like pretzel rods. So this is a great alternative.
Again, the cheese is great. The meat is great. Everything's great. But every once in a while, you want one of those things that feels like it's on a no-fly list. And it's a little processed. Mm-hmm. And it's a little whippy and whatever. And that's it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know this is the news. Sorry, Gina. But I am actually doing the keto diet. I'm like fully in on the keto. No sugar at all.
All right.
So I'm down for the pub cheese.
Yeah, try it out.
I will.
All right, here we go.
Well, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange just received some good news. And some bad news. Mm. The good news is that Sweden may be able to block his extradition to the U.S., where the government wants him.
Pam Anderson wants to blow you. Bad news. It's 2019.
Wants him to stand trial for the leaking of sensitive documents. The bad news is the country has reopened the rape case against him, and prosecutors want him extradited to Sweden instead of the U.S. The alleged sexual assault occurred in 2009, but the case was dropped 2 years ago because Assange was hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and he maintained his innocence. Assange was thrown out of the Ecuadorian embassy last month and later sentenced to 50 weeks in jail for skipping bail connected to the Swedish rape charge. It's now unclear where he's going to be extradited first.
What is, since we've completely redefined rape and sexual assault to mean everything now, I now have no idea what people are being charged with. Right. Like, if you would have got hold of me at any other period in my life and went, he's being charged with rape, you're like, oh my God. Now I have no idea what the charge is. I don't know what the accusation is.
Do you know the story?
It can be your common law wife now. Like, I don't know. Like, rapement, stranger, park, jogging, night, either rag. Now I don't know what it means anymore. What did he do? Official particulars.
Because I don't know, maybe I'm being naive, but I still feel like, you know, sexual assault, net is wide open. Who knows? Rape is rape.
Yeah.
So
is it a rape gone right or a rape gone wrong?
It's clearly a rape gone wrong, Brian, okay. If he's getting charged.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. That's never the
explain
that's
everything. Never the, I don't have this kind of time.
That's never the end goal of a rape.
Do we still have a rape culture on college campuses, or will we move them out to the parking lot?
Well, it's Scarsetti. He did the commencement speech, after all.
When you belong to rape and rape belongs to the world belongs to rape, then you're free to rape.
Oh,
Mr. Mayor, the world is there to rape you.
I don't want to tell you to do your job, Mr. Mayor, but you're going to cut this part out of your speech.
USC.
This is going to go viral, and not in a good way.
Super rape delicious.
Don't say that.
And once you become part of rape, and then rape becomes part of you, and then you become. If somebody says they're not good enough to be raped, you hold their hand and you pull them into a rape room.
Congratulations, graduates.
I hope the girl that passed that note to the band wasn't at that commencement speech.
God.
Yeah,
she hands it to Garcetti.
All right, so Max Pat, I'll try to figure it out, but I don't see I don't know also if it's like sexual assault, if people just say rape or they mean rape, or there's a big difference now in the eyes of the law. Like, is rape and sexual assault the same crime?
And this is Sweden.
And
so
this
it could
is
be
Sweden.
Defined a different way.
Yeah, so, he was visiting Sweden, and he was, according to police documents, Arden set up a meeting with a girl named Chelsea Manning.
Who's Chelsea Manning.
Isn't she famous?
Yeah. Snowden?
Oh, sorry, it was leaked by then. Sorry, I'm reading this in real time. Leaked by then Army private and whistleblower Chelsea Manning. He was at an apartment, and there was a girl. He was stroking her leg, removed her clothes, broke her necklace in the process. She tried to put her clothes back on, but he took them off again, and he tried to have unprotected sex with her.
That's right.
She asked him to use a condom.
Oh.
He agreed, but she said he had, quote, done something, end quote, to the condom so that it ripped before he ejaculated.
Really?
You went full Hulk?
Wow.
Yeah,
did
Assange
he know
told
this
police
person?
That he had sex with Arden, but did not tear the condom, according to The Guardian.
How do you prep a...
Do you do that to, like, you know, like the Hulk effect? Like, oh, must not fit.
These Magnum XL is too small.
Don't again. Make my hog angry. You wouldn't
like
him
when it's angry.
Stupid.
Name's Anna Arden.
What's that?
Her name is Anna Arden.
Does he know her? Anyway, you can look more into it. It's an interesting thing. Like, he took her clothes off. She put them back on. He took them off again. How does that work? Mm. What's going on?
What do you mean, how does that work?
I just mean, like, it seems weird that a guy, let's just say he was raping her. He took her clothes off. Then she put her clothes back on. Then he took them off again. What is that? How does that work? Why? At what point do you not? When you put your clothes on, do you not leave, or you not call the cops, or like what's? How does all this work?
She
said, "I want to have sex." He said no, and then she said, "Okay, wear a condom." Mm. Like, or you're going to rape me? Wear a condom? I just want to know what the version of this was. Anyway.
That was actually a really famous case. God, how long ago? Remember when that was all over the news of this woman was about to be raped by a home intruder and there was no way around it and she begged him to put on a condom and then the whole crux of the trial was she raped if she consented to say, you know, put on a condom?
That was a sweater on a Twinkie defense. See, that to me, that if I'm in the juror's booth or box or batter's juror's box, that makes completely, that's total sense to me. Like, you're a rapist, you're raping this person, now the person doesn't want to get a venereal
exactly.
disease or whatever,
pregnant
so if you're going to do it, put a condom on, he gets whatever he gets.
Yeah.
You broke into someone's house.
Totally agree.
This is maybe different. I'm curious what it is. And then how did Chelsea...
It was while he was doing stuff with Chelsea Manning, but he stayed at Arden's apartment when he was in Sweden, so he took refuge there. And supposedly there's another woman that said that he tried to penetrate her while she was sleeping.
Mm-mm.
Class act.
No.
Her name hasn't been released, but we call her Miss W.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Well, a couple of deaths that are sad, but made me think of Brian because I would imagine a lot of people didn't know that they had still been with us up until recently.
Except for me.
Except for Brian. Peggy Lipton, best known for the Mod Squad and Twin Peaks. She's died from cancer. She was 72. Her daughters, actress Rashida Jones and designer Kadada Jones, said in a statement that she made her journey peacefully with her daughters and nieces by her side. Lipton, who won a Best Actress Golden Globe in 1971, for the Mod Squad, I think we have a picture of that, was also a model, singer, ex-wife of producer Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones was kind of the black John Derek, which is, he had a type, and so did John Derek, Bo Derek's, you know, and again, in the Mount Rushmore of douchebags, John Derek would be in that. He was like photographer guy, lived in Malibu, always had the long hair and the beard.
He was like Bogdanovich level.
Yeah. Would trade. But Bogdanovich had some artistic ability.
Indeed.
John Derek had no artistic ability. He'd make shitty movies and would trade on the sexuality of like Bo Derek. Mm-hmm. Like, you want Bo Derek to get naked in your movie? Let me direct.
No.
I'll get my wife to get naked and ride on that horse if I can direct. Like, he was horrible, but he would just go from piping. I mean, Bo Derek, when she met John Derek, was like 14 or 15. Like, it was perfect Sonny Bono. Who's less talented creatively, Sonny Bono or John Derek? Oh, the world. We have to ask Mr. Al. The fucking world will never know. The fucking wild hacks. Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it's Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, like Vanilla Ice, I don't know, it's fine, but we have vanilla ice cream. Like my rap name of mayonnaise.
That's
hot.
That's
with
unique.
A Z and the man and white and all that stuff.
You're
but, you know, Vanilla Ice looking like Vanilla Ice and then turning into Fred Durst later on, or Sonny Bono. Sonny Bono was a comic book beatnik character from the 60s. Like, he was literally out of central casting as a late 60s hippie beatnik. Mm-hmm. And then later on became the Republican mayor of Palm Springs and was a central casting Republican mayor. Who is that? That guy is just whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever shall be. Is he into this? No, he's not into this. People are into it, so he's going to be a fucking soulless chameleon. Or is he this? Which is it? If the answer is, I'm everything, what do you want?
Yeah.
I think there's a skill in that, in being able to be what the world thinks of as the hippie singer and then be what the world thinks of as the Republican mayor. I don't know what John Derek offers to the world. Like, Sonny Bono has a skill in shape-shifting.
Yeah, I guess so. But the skill is, how do I remove money from people who think I'm into something that I'm not into? I don't think he smoked pot or did drugs or was against the Vietnam War back then. And I don't know what he was doing on the right with Palm Springs later on in life. But either way, he'll be missed. John Derek will not be missed. And Quincy Jones had a nice long line of smoking hot young blondes that he would constantly trade up for the next one.
Yep.
And she was just that. And
You know, there's kind of a thing. I didn't even know Rashida Jones was half black and my whole life. I just thought she was a darker skinned, olive skinned actress lady. I didn't know who, her ethnicity
she played
at all.
Someone with an Italian last name in The Office.
Oh, really?
Karen, was it?
Oh, that's right.
She looks, or
yeah,
something
she
like that.
Looks kind of Italian to me. But anyway, Peggy Lipton. She'll be missed.
So one more of these that you thought, oh, well, she was still alive. Good for her. Doris Day, the big band singer who became one of the top movie stars of the 1950s, 60s. She died at the age of 97.
Wow.
The Cincinnati native made ballads like Sentimental Journey, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, and of course, Que Sera Sera famous. She starred in Pillow Talk. This is kind of interesting. She starred in a lot of musicals, a lot of romantic comedies like Pillow Talk. But apparently, she turned down the role that went to Anne Bancroft in The Graduate because she was a deeply, deeply Christian Scientist. And that just didn't jive with her with her views. She was a longtime animal rights advocate whose personal foundation raised millions for that cause. And she died at 97.
Peggy Lipton or Doris Day, they're both aesthetically beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What if they didn't make it past a 5 or 6?
Meaning what?
With their talents
career,
carry them
what,
through.
Peggy Lipton, we'd not know.
Right.
Because Quincy Jones wouldn't have won a banger.
True. Right.
And she wouldn't be a model. And she wouldn't be on the Mod Squad in 1969 at 21 when you didn't really have to act. It's like, look good, put on a leather coat and run. Hold your badge out, you know. I don't think we would know her.
Yeah. Doris Day was a singer.
Doris Day could sing and do all that, but I don't know that there'd be all the opportunities.
She'd be a storied hoofer in the chorus, and only experts would know her name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And gay people.
Exactly. Experts.
Oh, that's what you meant.
So Lady Gaga loves her fans, but she has very little patience or tolerance for anybody else. That's the message Gaga delivered to a weirdly uninterested audience at a tech conference in Orlando last week. Britain's Daily Mail reports that Gaga was annoyed that the attendees were sort of milling around during her set and chatting with each other, not really paying attention. So she stopped between songs to talk about it. Here's a clip.
Hold on a second. Can we make a rule? This is a corporate gig.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lady Gaga in a corporate gig like this. I don't think she's showing up for anything under $250,000.
Oof.
That's the low end. The low end is $250,000. The high end is $1 million bucks.
Right.
$1.2 million or whatever. Like, I do know something about what some of these people get paid or offered or whatever. And they're the very bottom of the base is $250,000 for the night's work. I'm
she's
saying
doing you a favor in that case.
When you're, let's just say she's getting $500,000 for this, and again, that's a bargain. In this particular setting, where you get $500,000 and it's a pure corporate gig and a one night money grab, just suck it up and do the fucking set. Like, we don't need to coach up any of the drunken attendees, right?
Yeah.
We just fucking push forward on this one.
In a way, you might not hear it this way. It seemed maybe a little tongue in cheek, but you're right. She could just push through.
Well, maybe it was tongue in cheek. I'll listen. There's a.
No, it's just dawned on me. So I was hired to play this show tonight.
Woo!
So, none of you bought any fucking tickets to see our show. except for you. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. One exception. Everyone else. Some of you may like our show and like my music.
I'm going to give this speech at Brea this weekend.
Thousands of you in here that loathe me and are here because you have to be. And you can fuck off.
Now let's get back into poker face.
It's a bit tongue-in-cheek.
It's fine. There was a great Max Pata. There's a great Madonna one when she was like Rio de Janeiro.
With the smoking?
Yeah. I love that one. She's like doing a rehearsal and it's raining and she's like yelling at a guy who's smoking at an outdoor soccer stadium. Yeah. She's awesome. Okay. That's fine.
That?
I like Lady Gaga. It is a little weird that she
does like that Met Gala stuff and strips down to her underpants and like gets in the prone position on the stairs and then takes a bunch of pictures and then gets into another outfit. Like
that's Lady Gaga.
I know, but it just I don't know. Like you're talented. You're really talented and you're a really good artist. And I don't know how old you are now, but at a certain point, you don't have to get in your underpants and do that. Like you just go play. You're good.
Early 30s.
You could do that. All right. Well, see if we find Madonna. Hold on a second. First, I'll give you a second, Max Pat. LifeLock. Recent study shows global malware rose for a third straight year. I would say that this would raise, it would rise every year for the next 1,000 years, right? Like the New World Order is ripping off people and doing it from a computer from a different country. Like imagine, I can rip you off. I don't even have to come to your house or get bit by a dog or hear a shotgun pump and an old man yell, get! Hackers are shifting their approach. They're hiding ransomware and attached PDF files and documents. In today's world, your personal info is everywhere. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there is a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't have a problem. You'll have LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code Adam for 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LifeLock for 10% off.
It's a, I guess, a very windy day and an out rainy, windy outdoor sound check that Madonna's doing
because in Chile,
and the umbrella's become an Audi and sort of prolapsed itself. But anyway, here's Madonna. Sorry. He's doing a sound check.
No smoking right now.
No.
No smoking.
Where
is smoking?
No, it means gay.
If you're going to smoke cigarettes, I'm not doing a show.
No smoke!
Poor people just got out of a mine shaft and now this.
She just said, you don't care about me and I don't care about you.
Are we going to play that game?
It's an outdoor venue. It seems to be raining and even a little windy. I don't. Anyway, she's just lecturing everybody on smoking.
Yeah. That's a cranky old diva.
Yeah. All right. Not Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that drop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple. So there's been a lot of announcements as far as shows that are returning and canceled. Some bad news for one, some amazing news that I don't remember the last time we saw this for another. Fox announced Monday that the upcoming sixth season of Empire will be its last. The network says we're turning the final season into a television event. One of the great benefits of announcing a final season is the fans have the finale they desire. Empire was just recently picked up for a sixth season, but execs said Jesse Smollett will likely not be back following the scandal involving his alleged attack in Chicago. Fox Entertainment CEO Charlie Collier says there are no plans to bring his character back, but adds, quote, the writers' room for next season haven't even gathered yet. But that will be the final season. Meanwhile, great news for people who like to cry. This Is Us, sticking around for a while. They didn't get picked up for another season. They got picked up for another 3 seasons.
Really?
Yeah. So confident NBC is in the continued popularity of that show that it's going, signing them for 3 more seasons right off the bat. Very rare to see that, but NBC knows it's a big winner. Now, since its debut in the fall of 2016, This Is Us has received 2 Screen Actors Guild Awards, 3 AFI Awards, as well as Sterling K. Brown, who's plays one of the brothers on the show. He's gotten an Emmy, a Golden Globe, a SAG Award for his performance as Randall Pearson. They are betting on This Is Us.
Is the show – so the show just feels super woke to me, so I've always assumed that that's why it's getting the accolades, but – and that has to be good as well.
I watched the first season and a half because it's not really my thing, but I wanted to know what all the fuss was about, and I enjoyed it. It's good. It's very, it's kind of like a soap opera. It has those, you know, those long drawn out arcs, and they're very emotional, and it's not something I can get on board with forever. But the characters are nicely developed, and people love it.
So I can't figure out how Empire works. Like, the Jussie Smollett thing. Didn't that just get you
more press?
Tons and tons and tons of press.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's negative, but then you get rid of Jussie Smollett. Then what? Like, why?
Must have been an expensive show.
I guess so.
And they're using, maybe they're using him as an excuse.
I kind of feel like they are, right? Yeah. I mean, like, if they're just ratings are good and you're moving along, then you keep going. Also, shows, there's some algorithm now where there, I believe there used to be something in it to stay around as long as you could stay around. Now there's like you do three seasons and you churn and burn. Like you go, you get X amount of episodes and then you could syndicate or whatever and you go to the next thing.
Well, and the thing used to always be six seasons in a movie. And then Greg Fitzsimmons told us now for Netflix, the binge-worthy perfect amount is three seasons.
Yeah, like you take these shows, like these stand-up shows I like I'm Dying Up Here or Crashing. Mm-hmm. It's like we do three seasons and we move on.
Yep.
And like, do you have to move on?
It's
like in the past, I feel like you would have hung out, but now it's like right on to the next thing.
Also, this is like some research, Chris. Maybe not much, but like the Jussie thing has been going on for a while, the Jussie Smollett thing. Was Empire on at the time, and did that have an appreciable impact on the ratings? If not, then maybe, you know, the network is like, well, it's not going to help us. You know, this whole thing is for naught.
It was on. I don't know if it was. I don't think they were in hiatus.
That's what I mean. Were there new episodes on the air?
I don't know if they're physically going. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Well, on Friday, Britney Spears told a judge she's effectively joined the Free Britney movement that her fans have for. She asked, but did not receive more freedom with her decade-long conservatorship. Judge Brenda Penny ordered an evaluation of Britney's mental state. That's called a 730 evaluation. It's most commonly used for divorce cases to assess a child's well-being while they're in the care of one of their parents. The independent expert assessment is scheduled to be completed by September. Britney won't gain that freedom that she wants from this conservatorship anytime soon.
How old is she?
God, what is she? I don't know, 36? That's my guess.
Be curious. So she's spearheading the Brexit movement.
Brexit.
Yeah.
37.
And she, by the way, when she was institutionalized, that was by her father against her will.
Listen, I've talked to Dr. Drew about this, and it sort of ties into the crazy homeless population and stuff. That father's conservatorship, super important. Like, he should have it. She's nuts. She's going to hurt herself. The dad cares, and the dad does want what's best for her. This is according to Dr. Drew, and that the fact that he has that is a good thing. She needs it.
Yeah, but now apparently he's very, very ill. So everyone's kind of freaking out, and the mom wants to take over, and it's kind of a mess. So we'll see.
It could go no other way. Like, right, you see her on the cover of Rolling Stone in 2000, and you go, she's going to be here, and then she's going to be here. And could it go any other way?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's super surprised.
It just doesn't.
I think we have our answer to the Jussie Smollett to Empire thing, or the Empire ending, because Chris texted me that ratings actually went down during all the Jussie stuff.
Ratings dropped on Empire consistently, regardless of Smollett. That's what.
Yeah, even his last episode of Empire, it tied a series low.
Mm. So yeah, if you're the network and you're looking at that, you're like, eh. This should have been our biggest boom, and in fact,
lightning rod didn't save us.
This is Megyn Kelly syndrome. This is the black version of Megyn Kelly, which is
exit.
We paid her a kajillion dollars to come over to our network and get the ratings up. Mm-hmm. It's been a year. It hasn't. She talked about blackface on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Pardon the coincidence. And seems like a good time to cut her loose.
Yeah.
If she's doing gangbuster ratings, we'll look the other way.
Right.
We'll do a slap her on the hand. We'll suspend her for 3 days during Memorial weekend when nobody cares. And then she'll be back.
Right.
But her ratings are bad. So this seems like a nice opportunity to cut her loose. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's probably what Fox is doing.
Makes sense.
All right. They're blacksitting.
Well done.
Britsit and blacksit.
Yeah, man. The exit is your new Watergate.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's your new gate.
On steroids.
I'll take it. Oh, how dare you?
Anything's better than gate. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Sigh.
Gina Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Simply Safe. Last but not least, let's get some Simply Safe. Protect your home from, and do it today. Free shipping. get it up and running in under an hour. SimplySafe.com/Adam. Good sports coming up next. Not Taco Bell material, my stand-up special. You can check that out at Chassis and iTunes and Amazon and all that. Oh, doing stand-up in Denver coming up June 14th, 15th. God, I love that city. And I can freak out on some mushrooms over there, dude. Also, our cruise, our three-night cruise, October 4th through the 7th. You can reserve that spot at adamcarolla.com. Go to adamcarolla for all the live shows. Yes.
Did I hear that Dr. Drew's going to be on the cruise?
Drew's going to be on the
Drew's cruise.
Drew's cruise? Drew's cruise. He's Drexiting Pasadena.
Guys, be sure to accost him. Come up to him aggressively, all cruise, and ask him your sexual questions.
Yeah. Or just look infected.
And you need to be lit.
I mean,
only people that buy the drink coupon are permitted to do this, and it has to be after 2 p.m. All right. So, good sports coming up next. Check out Charlie Kirk's show on Podcast One. Until next time, Sam Kroll for Gina Grand, Paul Bryan saying mahalo. I thought this was popping.
Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla coming up with today's episode of Good Sports right after this.
Carolla Drinks presents Bands in the Sand. Saturday, June 1st, Sea Legs on the Beach at Bolsa Chica. Featuring Led Zeppelica. The nation's top Zeppelin tribute band, In the Sand. A day of live music, blended Mangria cocktails, endless rant IPA and lager. Win prizes from JBL and Rode microphones. And try the guacamole that currently holds the world championship belt. Bands in the Sand. Kills.
Just another Southern California.
And Lovers and Poets. Saturday, June 1st, high noon. Bands in the Sand. VIP cabanas are available and all are welcome. For more information, follow at Carolla Drinks and visit adamcarolla.com. The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here with a reminder. Make sure you check out the latest episode of Dave's of Thunder wherever you find your favorite podcasts, and then you can listen to Dave's of Thunder. In the meantime, Adam Carolla's over there. Ace, what's happening with you?
I'm just enjoying my life.
Good. Well, that's a good thing to be doing. You know what's going to, I suspect at least, maybe not as much as it means to me. You know what? Before I jump into what I have right in front of me here, something that I suspect will please you. It's some good new names in the sports world. Make me swoon. You know, nothing makes me swoon.
Nothing
like
better.
That. But something else that makes me swoon in 2019, the Honeydew. The honey. Have you had a honeydew, Ace? I had. By the way, these.
What kind of question is that to ask an American? Of course. I have children, David. Of course I've had a honeydew.
By the way, I just did a thing with about Joe Namath. Have you ever seen that NFL Films clip where he's shooting pool and he talks about being unmarried? He's like, seems unmarried. And by the way, this guy who's from my neck of the woods, Beaver County, Pennsylvania, same as Mo Damashek. I know that that tickles Adam Carolla no end that Mo Damashek is from a place called Beaver County. But Mo Damashek, also in on the joke, once sent Adam Carolla and company Beaver County t-shirts. So that was that. Anyhow, he's shooting pool. And he's like, seems un-American to me that as a bachelor, I wouldn't go out for a drink with a lady now and again. Then he shoots the pool shot, and you can hear it goes, and he goes, look at that shot. He's the coolest of all time. And when you look at him, he's like limping and has a big nose and talks like I do, basically. Like, what is this? Is the sex symbol of all time?
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's the best. And also, yeah, going out and having a drink with the ladies, it means basically bringing them back, juicing them up, and nailing them in your Manhattan apartment.
He had them all.
I know. And it was great. that he was in a movie called like CCC and Company or something. Oh, here he is.
Wow, you found the clip. Watch this.
Sometimes they talk about drinking and conniving around with ladies and stuff. It seems almost un-American to me for a bachelor not to, you know, go around having a drink with a lady now and then. And why all of a sudden that's becoming evil in me? Just trying to get by. Look at that shot.
That is, I mean, what's cooler than that guy? Has there been, since 1968 or whenever that was shot, has there been anybody cooler in the NFL? Oh. Deion Sanders, maybe, like, is kind of would maybe get that title. But, I mean, that's about as cool as it gets. Hello? I'm from Beaver Falls, Dave.
Honky, please. I want to say this. I like when people go, they turn banging every stewardess on every flight. Like, literally, your expectation is, I think I could have sex in the bathroom of this plane with that strange woman from Pan Am. I like how that gets converted in, I'm just trying to get by.
It's un-American. It is. That's an awesome pushback, though. Like
you banging.
Man, you should get yourself under control. Like, I'm just trying to get by with all my
yes,
sex.
You nailing Gina Lola Brigida on a piece of furniture, like a countertop, is not getting by. Getting by is having beans and rice and the electricity staying on and some gas for your Chevy. That's getting by.
I don't know about conniving around with the ladies at night and with a drink of conniving around. That's you're describing yourself. I'm conniving around. What's wrong with that? That's un-American if I didn't.
I just want to get sucked off by Raquel Welch. I'm just looking to get by.
That makes me unpatriotic.
Look, I just want to wear full-length mink coats on the sideline of a Giants game. I'm of a Jets game. I'm just trying to get by, brother.
It's hard to relate to. Like he has a new book out, Namath, and in it apparently he describes that he knew his drinking had gotten too bad when I'm not sure of exactly when he realizes this, but he sort of noted, "Oh, I have an imaginary friend when I drink named Slick who's
oh,
with
really?
Me. Well, what about that move? Imaginary Slick.
He used
Weird.
To do, was it a Noxema commercial or a shaving cream commercial where he was like shaving and he had a hot chick behind him that was like feeling up his face and he's like, I'm just trying to get by with my multi-million dollar endorsements and a hot model behind me stroking my chin.
Man, he's the best. Talking about Babe Ruth. I mean, like, he gets the double whammy. He goes to Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh area, Steel Town. And then he goes to Tuscaloosa and then goes to New York. And he has had that all-time accent. I'm just trying to get, look at that shot. Anyway, taking its shot in 2019 at the greatest honor any object can get on the big blue marble, fruit of the year, the Shecky Award, the granddaddy of them all. And I'm not saying either one's going to get it, but I just want you to know, Ace, Cara Cara oranges and honeydew. You and I have talked about the fruit cup. And while you go out of your way to embarrass yourself and your friend Jimmy Kimmel does the same with the about why the apple's always left behind, as I've told you, it's a lead guitar. It's not meant to mix with also ran fruits. However, when you get to your melons, I always considered the honeydew to be the weak sister, the weak twin sister of the cantaloupe, the fraternal, you know. And now this honeydew, I don't know, this honeydew
yeah,
with a chip on its shoulder is rising up like the Detroit Tigers of 1984.
I'll tell you the chip this podcaster has on his shoulder. I love me some goddamn cherries. The bigger, the firmer, the better. And I tell my nanny, Olga, every single time she goes to the store, I was like, get cherries. And she says they never have them. They have them right now. She, like, literally yesterday brought home a couple of sacks of cherries. Also, you guys should know, and maybe Gary can look this up somehow, But in a world where Vinnie Tortorich tells you, I know you love pineapple, but that's just a big pile of sugar.
Is like, that right?
Yeah.
So he advised, you know what? It's weird the things that you hold on to in your brain. You told me literally 15 years ago, don't drink Jamba Juice. I talked to somebody who told me, like, may as well just drink a milkshake. Don't do Jamba Juice. There's no reason to drink juices. Those fruit juices are not good for you. They're just sugar. That's true. So just eating pineapple cut from the
it's better for you. Anytime you eat a version of it, it's got some fiber and some whatever in it. But it's sugar, huh? The reality is all the tropical fruits, all the mango, all the pineapple. Look, the part where like you would enjoy a mango banana pineapple shake, if you would enjoy it, there's tons of sugar
so
in
true,
it.
Right.
And of course, broccoli and asparagus in a shake wouldn't taste any good, and because there is no sugar in it. So Vinny would tell you better to drink that than a Blizzard, but don't drink a big glass of orange juice and think you're doing yourself a favor, which kind of ruins it, because all the stuff you love, the papayas and the mangoes, the bananas, the pineapple, all the stuff, he's like, that's just a bunch of sugar. It's just a ton of sugar to your liver. Cherries, for some reason, are kind of okay. And they have a low glycemic index. And I don't know why, because they taste really good to me. But, like, there are weird things on there. Like, you can have macadamia nuts, but you shouldn't have peanuts. I love peanuts, but I like macadamia too, so I'll just eat the macadamia nuts. I don't feel that way with a pear versus a mango. I like a mango a lot, and all the tropical stuff even better. I'd much rather. No one makes a pear shake for a reason. They make a banana, mango, whatever.
So true. They really don't do anything with pear flavor anywhere.
No. So with that in mind, I love the cherries, and I thought we lived in a world where everything was just year-round. Like, you go to Ecuador, you want.
Yeah.
Cherries are not. In a world where there's apples and avocados and bananas and pineapples and the produce section all year round, not so much with the cherries.
Well, I'm just happy to report that what has plagued the fruit operation, one of my most beloved categories, has really stepped its game up. And I don't have to tell you, Adam, or anyone listening right now, but I sent out a challenge, not just to the white peach for, resting on its laurels. It was a shot across the bow to all fruits. You better shape up, because you think Damashek's going to put up with this. He ain't. And I feel like 2019 has responded. Look at the honeydew and the cara. We're not even the Memorial Day yet. I think it's going to be an awful sweet summer, Ace.
I miss the nectarine. I just feel like...
I don't know. Why not have a peach?
I like nectarines better. All right, Joe Namath in his shaving cream commercial.
Yes, sir. Here we go.
I'm so excited. I'm going to get cream.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett. Just a regular guy trying to get by with a supermodel.
Closer
big fat,
shave, the
big
more
fat payday.
Creamy, soothing, medicated Noxzema.
Let Noxzema cream your face. Some razors don't.
You've got a great pair of hands.
His expression perpetually says, I'm going to do sex in the next 4 minutes or less.
Can I put this one out there? I'll tease it for the next show. Joe Namath, handsome devil. He's got a big beak on him.
He's got a gigantic nose. And like I said, he limps around and he sounds like me. What's sexy about any of that?
I'm saying, is there a gal? Who's the hottest gal with a big schnoz? Because we don't use the same template. Farrah Fawcett had a miniature schnoz. And if you got a big beak on you, you don't get...
Big nose, but
Barbara Streisand is considered attractive, but she'll never, in her prime, but she never will get to be a classic beauty because she's got a schnoz on her.
It's weird. I look at her like I do, Rubenesque women. You know, you see those paintings. That was what, like, when I see Barbara Streisand and hear her list of lovers, like she had Beatty and everybody else.
She's taken many lovers
into her bed. Between the sheets.
I'll
that was it? In the 70s? She was the gold standard?
I'll tell you about James Brolin next show. Stamps.com. Save time. Save money. If you're a small business, skip the hassle of the post office. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Use your computer, use your printer, and with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off of every first-class stamp and up to 40% off of priority mail. We use it here. We have the scale. It's a great-looking scale. It'll go up to 80 pounds. I feel like if something weighs more than 80 pounds, you need to ride it to where it's going. Because I feel like it is now a beast of burden at this point. So it goes up to 80. No wonder over 700,000 small businesses use Stamps.com. And right now, we got a special offer for our listeners. 4-week free trial plus postage in the digital scale. Go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone. Top of the homepage. Type in Adam at Stamps.com. Enter Adam. All right, Jeff.
Oh, wow. A lot of celebrating of one Broadway Joe Namath this week on Good Sports. Perhaps we'll continue to do so. Who knows? We'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good
Sports! Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail with your questions and comments at 888-634-1744. The Ace Man in Brea with Adam Ray for Adam Carolla is unprepared. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Get your tickets now at AdamCarolla.com and join us at the 10E Booze and Book Club, The Pact by Robert Patrick Lewis, this time at 10E in downtown Los Angeles. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Man Brea events, books, movies, and more. Go to AdamCarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.